5 years ago, Haynes author Heather Lendy was supposed to be on tour promoting her first book. Instead, she was recovering from a horrific bike accident that crushed her pelvis. The local grocery store manager didn't see her at an intersection and ran her over with his truck. Now she's fully recovered and beginning a tour for her newest collection of essays, Take Good Care of the Garden and the Dogs. She begins the book talking about the accident, but quickly moves on to other stories. Lendy says it was a good way to explore what she learned in the healing process.
I focused on other people in Haynes that had, you know, that believed certain things healed them and why. And so I write about Tim June, that some people might know him as a sort of an environmental activist. And the reason is that he had cancer when he was a young man, and he walked away from his cancer treatments and came to Alaska thinking that he would either die or get better. And he's, you know, in his 50s now and better. And so he really believes the environment healed him, and thus that changed the way he lived. And I write about Wayne Price, who carved a totem pole that he believed will help heal what ails some of the things in the Tlingit culture, but really in all of Alaskan culture, you know, the issues of violence and alcohol addiction and some of those things. And the pole worked for a lot of people, and it continues to. You know, when you see it, the title works. You know, the title is "You're going to be well," or the name of the pole is "You are going to get well." And when you see it standing there in front of the Mount Edgecombe Hospital in Sitka, something good happens to you. So, you know, those kind of things were things that I could look at as time went on and sort of try to figure out what makes other people tick. Why do some people get better? Not necessarily, I didn't really look into why some people don't, but I kind of looked at what happens with people and how our faith or our belief in certain things helps us.
On your blog, you talk about how important the Hickel family was in your recovery and also in your ability to forgive the man who ran over you. Can you share that story with us?
Yeah, I didn't. I write about it in the book, but I didn't want to say anything in the book because I didn't want to be like name dropping, you know, Alaskans. But Mrs. Hickel, Ermalee, she always says to call her Ermalee. I still call her Mrs. Hickel. I'm not a close friend of the family or anything. But Ermalee used to read my daily news column and send me little notes. And when I was here reading about the first book, she raised her hand and asked me if I had seen Kevin, you know, the guy that ran me over. And I had said no, you know, that I hadn't really. I mean, I said hi and everything. And I told her, you know, I forgave him and there was no issues really. And then she wrote me a note. She wrote me a nice little letter. And she told me to go to the grocery store and give Kevin a big hug. And that was what I needed to do. And I'm really not a hugger, you know. I'm kind of an Episcopalian. This was just like, really? But the more I thought about it, I you know, she was right, and so that moment happened, and it was really a good thing to do, and I'm glad that I did it, and I'm glad that such a wise, good woman talked me into doing that. And also, there was a really great one that when I was hurt, she also wrote me and said that one way to make myself feel good, even when I was lying in bed, was to raise my arms up and say, "Hip, hip, hooray, hip, hip, hooray, today is a wonderful day." And she said that she and Governor Hickel did that every morning to start the day. And she said, "Trust me, this will make you feel happy just thinking of us doing it." And it did. See, it's making you happy now. I mean, it just makes you laugh, doesn't it? It's like a wonderful image of them doing this. And I believe it. And I used it, and it made me feel better every day.
In the midst of your recovery, your mother's cancer got worse. What was it like to still be recovering yourself while you needed to take care of someone else, especially your mom?
It was really a challenge. I mean, it was really hard. And again, though, I think it's one of the things that helped me get better, because the surest way, I think, to recover from things, to do things physically, to say, you know, not sort of say, "Well, I'm tired, I got to go to bed now," is when you're caring for other people, thinking, "I can't fly across the country. I can't sit for half an hour. It hurts." Well, I've got to get on a plane to New York, you know, again, and then come back again. And then, you know, when you do it. And I think when I was throughout the whole process, people said to me, "Oh, you know, you were so brave and you did all these, how did you do it?" And I said, "Well, what choice do you have, really? I mean, you have to." And I think by having to, then you get well, or at least I did. And in the type of injuries that I had. My mom also really wanted to get better, and that just didn't happen. You know, so it's not like that. I'm not saying just because I had this willpower, it happened. But all those kind of questions come up throughout the book. There's just sort of a thread of, gee, how come?
When your first book came out, the accident canceled your book tour. So what's it like to be heading out on a tour this time around?
I'm driving very carefully now that I'm in Anchorage. I keep sort of waiting for a safe to fall on my head. I've been a little nervous about the whole thing, actually. I wasn't going to ride my bicycle at all until after it got over. And I have been, but only with my husband at like 5 o'clock in the morning. So it's different. And this book is a much more intimate book. The other thing, too, I realize is I think as a, you know, experienced author of all of two books, the first one was so exciting, like I thought it was going to change my life. And it didn't really. Actually, some really bad things happened. So now the second one, I don't have as much invested in it, I guess. I do and I don't. It's exciting and it makes me happy, but it's exciting and makes me happy at home. It's not just going out and doing the tour thing, which before was a bigger deal to me, and then I didn't get to have it happen anyway. So there's some kind of big lesson there.
Heather Lendy's new book is called Take Good Care of the Garden and the Dogs.